Good morning, everybody. I'm in a different city, in a different town, in a different space. Yesterday, I was in London in a plastic tube with a bunch of about 20 other people talking about creativity. Today, I'm over in Nottingham at Next Gen Roadshow. I'm with Brian. I haven't seen Brian for a long time. Brian Condon. Is that correct?
Condon.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're right.
So this is your last roadshow, I believe,
for this year. Yeah.
Okay. So has it been busy? Has it been things that you've been picking up along the road, if you like, that people are sort of feeding back to you?
Yeah, it's been really busy. And we did the first one of these in Nottingham 2 years ago.
Okay.
And we had about, I think, 45, 50 people. And Karen Lyons was there for that,
yeah.
and blogging. This year, we've got more than double the number of people before.
Great.
And a different mix as well. It was a lot of techies before, because, of course, 2 years ago, when people were thinking about next generation, it's really the kind of, I don't know, people with a particular interest that came to that event. This year, it's much more, we've got a lot of parish council people coming, a lot of public sector people, because they're interested in you know, how you improve public services using these sorts of technologies. So yeah, it's very different. The thing that's really changed, though, is that connectivity, as we would describe it, has become important as part of regeneration and economic development.
Indeed.
And 2 years ago, I don't think that was the case. Connectivity then meant roads and rail and airports.
Right.
But now they've added in the whole kind of broadband, next generation access piece.
And I presume that comes from an education process. You know, people are literally starting to see the benefits of social networks. It's been a long process of people understanding Facebook and Twitter and all these other interconnected applications that run on the internet.
Mm.
I think from a broadband perspective, that's when things really started to take off. Now we're looking at the next level, which is fibre. So you've got 100 odd people, these parishes that are coming to you, is that because they're looking to install networks in their local villages?
I think it's because the change is that there's this thing now called the internet economy that's being measured. You know, the internet economy is 5% of UK GDP. 5%.
Christ, I never knew that.
Manufacturing, do you know how much manufacturing is these days? About 11% of GDP. So in less than 10 years, in fact in 8 years since we had broadband, the internet part of our economy has gone from 0 to 5% of GDP.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you look at rural areas in particular are seeing people don't like commuting. There's a kind of green thing going on as well, that if you could reduce the amount of commuting, you know, enable people to work one day a month more at home, and you cut commuter journeys by 5%. Now, those numbers really stack up.
Right.
And I think those. So it's not. I mean, yes, it is a technology issue, and more people now understand the importance of the technology. But it's gone much broader than that.
Mm.
It's gone to the future of work and how we work, and it's gone to the sustainable part of our economy. And if you look at fibre to the home, for example, it's a lot greener than fibre to the cabinet. You know, if you have to power up all the cabinets to do fibre to the curb,
yeah,
that's an extra power station.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are kind of green benefits from doing this, as well as economic benefits. And I think that's what people are seeing now that perhaps 2 years ago they didn't.
And also, would you say that fibre has moved on? There's a lot of sort of contention of, I remember back in the broadband days at least, when it first started rolling out, that unbundling the loop and all this sort of stuff.
Mm.
Is there still contention in terms of fibre to the home? And has that moved on in 2 years?
It's moved on, in fact, but it's still a struggle. And making the economic case is still a struggle, getting the business case right.
Okay.
That part of the positioning of this this roadshow is about much deeper involvement of communities in making these kinds of decisions. That's why it's interesting to see that, you know, people from the parishes and the district councils are coming, as well as the kind of regional economic development people.
Mm.
I mean, the regional economic development people see it as an important thing for the entire region, you know, not just Nottingham and the county, but the kind of whole, you know, the whole kind of East Midlands economy.
Yeah.
And on any view...
And they've got a head start here, because they've got a lot of connectivity.
There's a lot in Nottingham, yeah. Right.
Another thing that I've got to bring up as well about fibre, I saw recently, well, probably about 3 months ago, that Manchester had sort of laid a lot of fibre down in the city,
yeah,
and then asked what projects should we be using it for. Why is that?
Not quite that way.
It sort of came across to me like that.
Well, actually, you should certainly hear Dave Carter speak, because he's speaking this morning. Dave Carter
Great.
From Manchester Digital Development Agency.
Fantastic.
About
Great.
Urban fibre.
Okay.
there's more going on there than that.
Good. I hope to find that out because, yeah, you know, that's the public, that's my perception of it.
The other thing, though, Phil, is, you know, to a certain extent, there's a bit of kind of, I don't know, there is a bit of a sort of circular argument here, which is until you've seen the impact.
Indeed.
That you can make with this technology, you can't kind of open yourself up to deciding how to use it.
Listen, I'm
so
totally
kind of living labs.
Yeah, no, I'm totally on that. I mean, we're in. I came here literally a year or so ago because I was looking for better connectivity to do my show in HD.
Because you're in the lease market, aren't you?
Correct, and it's an 18th century building with a 21st century fibre connection. Sure. And like you say, until you actually experience the low latency of transactional stuff, be it uploading or downloading or payments, then you don't see the benefits.
Well, that's another thing that's changed in the past 2 years, actually, or so, is that people are starting to recognise that the upload part of it's really important.
Yes.
Especially if you're going to start using new types of service. I mean, if you think about, you know, some of the health type services that people are thinking about. I mean, there are going to be examples this morning from Holland of these kinds of networks being used to enable people to live longer in their own homes.
Right.
Now, if you think about the potential economic benefits of that, as well as the kind of well-being of the person sort of benefits, I think there's a whole lot of arguments you can make for that. But until you see it working, it's kind of... I mean, that's why I like some of the kind of lab type stuff that's being done, the living labs stuff that's being done in Manchester, because... Yeah. Part of the problem of this is making it tangible and being able to see how it works. And I think that makes such a big impact on people.
Perfect. Well, Brian, have a good roadshow, and
Thank
I'm
you.
Sure we'll catch up later on today.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks.